Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Boy, yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is it. Wait a minute. Gotta control the volume a little bit here. How about that? There we go. I bring that down. Hey, everybody. Hey, this is Ed with Redneckinize Radio. We're here live. It's Monday, the 6th of June. Not quite the dark of the moon yet. I don't even know if the moon, what phase it's in or whatever. Might be a full moon tonight for all hell we know. But, yeah, this is Redneckinize Radio. We're live here every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can give us a call, 515-602-9731. We're talking about just events happening out there on the road, just the news, trucking news, you know, what's going on there. And just where you at? What's going on? You can call in, 515-602-9731, and we're here for the next hour. It's kind of like, I guess, if you're one of those that likes to follow up on different podcasts or different kind of ideas of shows that you like to follow up on, whether it be sports or YouTube videos talking about certain topics, well, this is your chance. You know, we're here live, YouTube live. We're also on Facebook live, and you can call in and you can talk to this show. While it's live, 7 p.m. Eastern time, and it'll be on, you know, you can replay it, watch it later, or you can, you know, you can always go back and watch it during the night while you're driving down the road or whatever. It's one of those things. So a lot of good activity going on here. We're talking about some news. There's a New York Times article that came out, I think this was Saturday, and it's, I hope I can read it. I'm not real sure if I can or not, because New York Times makes you subscribe and everything. But it says... Yeah, it's telling me to subscribe. I thought I did subscribe. Get all this other stuff out of the way. But it's an article that's talking about big changes in the trucking industry coming, and it's come out in the New York Times, and it was published on June 4th. So yeah, that's Saturday. So we'll focus in on that a little bit, and then there was a pastor out there. This is on CDLLife.com, and I guess there's a highway that's out there. It's pretty dangerous, and it says, pastor calls for change as semi-trucks blamed for half of deadly Texas 315 crashes in the last decade. So we're talking about decades of crashes. And it's talking about this one highway out there in this area here, up there in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas area over there in East Texas. So, yeah, it's talking about Carthage, Texas, and Mount Enterprise, stuff like that. And we'll dive into that a little bit. And let's see what it was. It was something else in here that I thought was really weird. Oh no, there was a fire. That's right. There was a fire at a trucking facility. And this was, says in Rockdale at Longhorn Trucking Photos or with photos. And, let's see what it's got here. It's got a, with it. I tell you what, I hate when the websites try to get you to do certain stuff and all that, but I was trying to figure out where this was. Yeah, it's up here in Illinois. It looks like Rockdale, Juliet area. And it says Longhorn Trucking. There's a picture here. It's got a water tower. I was trying to remember. It says Rockdale Water Tower, and it's a huge fire in a yard, and that's Rockdale, Illinois, and it said 50 firefighters responded to the area, about 10 different agencies. So So we'll dive into that a little bit, and we're talking about just news on the road. If you got anything, just give us a holler, except 515-602-9731. Don't forget to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's LTR, Load to Ride Transportation. Load to Ride Transportation, you can check them out at ltrtransportation.com. That's a great little trucking outfit out of Denver, Colorado, and they say they're busy. They're drop-dead busy. So if you got anything to do or you're struggling to stay busy as a company driver especially, 720-277-0030 is their number. You can give them a holler. But opinion about LTR Transportation, Load to Ride, it was one of those things where I was talking to some of the drivers, and they're talking about they're talking to the brokers. Like they're talking actually to the customers about the freight. And what I thought was interesting, that if you worked for one of these bigger carriers and you wanted to go owner-operator, or you dreamed of maybe one day being independent, well, you're not getting that type of connection with the customers that well. And working for LTR is one of those gateways, I think, to going into owner-operators or independents especially, because you're actually talking to brokers. You're actually talking to customers about the freight, about the appointments, about loading it, how it needs to be loaded. And, of course, they've got a lot of specialty handling stuff, and they've got a lot of different trailers where they've got refrigerated, they got van, they even have a lift gate, stuff like that. So, you know, stuff like that to learn in the trucking industry is important to me, I think, and it's really cool the way LTR does that. It's Load to Ride Transportation. You can check them out at ltrtransportation.com, and appreciate all their support. But, yeah, we're just going to rock on through here, and everybody just have a great time. We're going to keep on rocking and rolling. It's the 6th of June, special day, and we'll talk about that more, too. So we'll see you in a bit. All right, now, this is Redneck and I's Radio, live.
Tennessee, and she tries to understand the way I feel. I could give my hands to another line of work, but my heart would always be behind the wheel. Driven on by my restless soul, I'm a prisoner.
Lazy yellow moon coming up through the night, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing in a lightning bug, are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Dale with Redneck and I's Radio. We're here live. It's every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. And we're just talking about life on the road and things going on in the trucking industry and just different kind of news and stuff like that, just what caught my eye, and kind of giving you 2 cents. And this is a chance for you to call in, 515-602-9731, to participate in the conversations that we have about anything going on. Or if you got something to say, let me hear it. And before we go any further, I'd like to thank one of our great sponsors, and that's DPF Regeneration. You can check them out at dpfregeneration.com. Their phone number, 800-634-3010. They're that outfit there when you need your particulate filter cleaned, and you can take it out yourself, and you can overnight it to them. They'll clean it in their clean lab. It's an actual clean lab. You know, when you go to these maintenance facilities, they've got that little machine in the corner of the shop. They say, well, yeah, we clean the filters, and you know that it needs the machine that cleans it needs to be cleaned, and they don't service that as often as they should. So you overnight it to them. They clean it really good. They overnight it back to you. Or if you just need a new one, you can call them. You can order one too. And they've got different kind of parts. They've got the EGR coolers. They got the charge air coolers. You know, a lot of different parts. You need to give them a holler at, like I said, dpfregeneration.com or 800-634-3010. They're out of Connecticut. And their hours are all Eastern time, Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So check them out. They're a great sponsor of Redneck and I, a great supporter, and we really appreciate all of their help and support throughout the years. And like I said, check them out, dpfregeneration.com. So go check us out, redneckandis.com, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We appreciate everybody doing that for us. And, of course, we're on YouTube Live, and we're also on Facebook Live. So check that out. You can leave a comment, whatever you want to do on that. We appreciate everybody's help doing that. And let me, yeah, there we go. And then just checking things out, making sure people are able to see everything. And we're just kicking back. So one of the things I was looking at was the New York Times put out an article on Saturday about the trucking industry. And I always like it when one of these mainstream outfits, whether it be CNN, you know, or ABC News or somebody like that, or, you know, a big newspaper like New York Times can put out a an article talking about the trucking industry. And it says here, and starting out, it says arcades, churches, and laundromats, a trucker's haven on a on the precipice of change. As truck drivers are forced to adapt to increasing difficulties on the road, the support system that serves them is at risk of disappearing. And I mean, that's a good start, because what we're talking about is we're talking about places that truck drivers can go to get the support they need, whether it be logistics or just, you know, emotional support. We all know, if you go to the truck shows, we've got the ministries out there always trying to set up in the truck stops to where, you know, if truck drivers want to go to a service, or you just need somebody to talk to, there's always somebody there. And that's getting harder and harder to do, because the truck stops are kind of like saying, hey, we need that space for parking, or we can charge for parking. Why would we want to let you in here and do that, you know, and all that. So it's a big deal. So the article starts out, it was published on the Saturday, the 4th, and it says the Petro Travel Center on Interstate 10 in Ontario, California, is one of the scores across the country. At the front of the building are the things road trippers see when they stop for gas or snacks, a convenience store, restrooms, and some dining options. But for a trucker, Petro is a haven. An entrance opens to kiosks and services catering directly to those who work out of the cab of the big rig. There are showers, a driver's lounge, a gym, and a laundromat. A brightly lit game area features arcade machines and pool tables. Outside the stop, there is a chapel in a trailer. It says, for the next 34 hours, I'm going to do laundry, catch up on some sleep, and take a shower, basically just like what anyone else would do if they were home for the weekend. Brian Tyson, Galbraith, 41 years old, of Corpus Christi, Texas, he says, I'm away from my house, but that truck is technically my house. And he says he's one of the at least 550,000 long-haul truckers in the United States, underpinning an industry that has been hailed as indispensable during a pandemic, even while facing a severe shortage of drivers. The shortage has coincided with supply chain issues, adding pressure on drivers to reach their destinations on time. He says the industry is also on the precipice of huge change. The driver shortages are reshaping the workforce, as the specter of self-driving trucks increasingly threatens to transform how the work is done. Self-driving trucks are being tested now and are viewed as the future of shipping all manners of goods across the country. And we know that, I mean, I pretty much can tell you that I think that it's going to come down to the over-the-road truck driver. And I'm talking like over-the-road. I'm talking like if a load picks up in Ontario, California, or that area in the Southern California area and needs to go to Georgia, they'll put it on a self-driving truck. If it needs to go to Dallas, they'll put it on a self-driving truck. Now, if you live in an area, you know, I mean, especially East Coast, we know for a fact that all these little customers and shippers that have to get stuff picked up, and the way the facilities are made, you're not going to be able to get self-driving trucks in and out of these facilities. So you're still going to be reliant on regional work, local work. But the other thing is, it's like a regional or a hotshot kind of thing where, you know, the load's got to go. And we know for a fact that these, of course, we know self-driving trucks are going to be owned by major conglomerate corporations, and they're just not going to have the way to be able to get a truck there, you know, in the next hour and get the load picked up and get it on the road within the next 2 or 3 hours. It's just not going to happen. So, I mean, it's hard to do that with a regular truck, you know. So we're going to see that. We're going to see work's still going to be around, especially the next 20 years, for more regional work. And that's the stuff that pays the most. So, you know, and I'm talking like, you know, the long haul trucking stuff. You know, when we talk about teams, now the over the road teams are going to be the ones that are going to be the toughest to handle when it comes to finding work, because a lot of that stuff, as long as it's got time on it, they're going to put it on those self-driving trucks. They already put the stuff on the rail. So the stuff that's got to be there a little sooner than the rail, they'll probably end up being put them on a, you know, they use the rail, self-driving trucks. A team is a last resort when the load's got to go. You know, and a lot of the team stuff, you're going to see it's going to be like maybe even 500 or 600 miles they're going to be doing is they're going to say, okay, you know, the truck's just not going to stop. The drivers are going to have to work out a way. You know, a lot of times we have it where one driver is the one in charge doing all the picking up and delivering, and the other driver just drives, you know, a short time or in between, and they just get in the seat and go. It's not going to work that way anymore. You're just always going to have to be constantly moving, whether you're going to delivering or picking up. It's always got to go, go, go. And it's the long haul stuff's just going to go away, you know, unless you find that niche. It's always the niche, you know, finding that. It says here, it says, as trucking evolves, the patchwork of businesses across the United States that exist to support the industry, they're all at risk of disappearing. And we know that. We see it all the time. You know, this one person took a picture, and there's a guy sitting there. He's sitting in the parking lot, and he's got his feet up on the steering wheel. Looks like he might be asleep. You can't see the driver. You can only see his feet. It's funny. It says, there's no longer on how many people work in the various professions that support the trucking industry, but it takes an army of truck washers, gas station cashiers, and truck stop custodial staff to help drivers and their cargoes get to the point A to point B. And yeah, you know, and you're talking about, you know, grocery stores, restaurants, got to have parking to get in there. Walmart used to be 24/7. Now they're not anymore. So, you know, until they go, you know, until they all go back to 24/7, or even just grocery stores in general used to be 24/7. They used to be able to, for a truck driver, can stop at a Walmart anytime and get groceries. Now it's not like that. You know, some of them close. Some, not all of them stay open 24/7. It says restrictions control how long a driver can drive down to the minute. The reason is spending 34 hours at the truck stop and the truck stop store because the dangerous associated with having exhausted drivers at the wheel. And, of course, they're talking about him running out of time and need a 34-hour restart. And, you know, a lot of drivers use that. A lot of drivers don't. You know, I remember when we didn't have it. And it wasn't a big deal to keep going and all that stuff. So, they got pictures. They just put a lot of pictures. I guess this is one of those good articles. It says small truck stops have a few parking spots, but contrast to the Iowa 80 truck stop in Walcott, Iowa, bills itself as the largest truck stop in the world, has 900. Across the country, entire temporary cities form as and disperse daily. Says everybody has a different story. Says this truck driver said that it passed through her salon inside the TA in Barstow, California. There's a lot of couples that are driving. There's a lot of students driving, and young people are driving, and they do their schoolwork. And if they're in college on a truck, a lot of different ages. I can see that now. I can see that doing, especially with the online stuff, you know, and everything. There's a lot of photos, a lot of good photos in this article here. If you want to, you know, share it, we'll put it on our Facebook page and everything. And it's talking about just, you know, life on the road and what it's come down to and what's required and everything. So a lot of real photos, real stuff. You know, I think this is a lot of big problems we see out there with these trucking companies. They always want to put, like, you know, their driver wearing a uniform and, you know, looking slim and all that good stuff. And here you see a lot of real truck drivers, you know, different walks of life. And height, weight, everything's different. And that's what you need to see. That's what we want to see in the trucking industry, is we want to show the real life side of it. And that's a good one. We might talk about this in more detail tomorrow, too, because this seems like it's a long article. It is very long. So we'll definitely check into it and that kind of stuff. And that's all great and dandy. I think we got our good friend on here. Hey, what's going on? Is this Greg?
Yes, me. So how you doing, Ed? Did you miss me?
Man, I'm all right. I missed you. I missed you a lot.
Hey, I've been around here. I've been busy trying to get the trucks straightened out here and get everything ready to go back to work, and tore the boat apart, had to tear the engine apart in it, see what's going on with it. I don't know. I've got to replace the whole electrical system in it, but... Hey, you know, I'm out here I'm practicing. I'm getting ramped up here. I'm practicing. I'm trying to practice this self-control, you know, for these speed limiters. I'm 65 and stay alive, baby.
Right.
Yeah. I I think what I'm going to do, you know, I'm feeling for the animal community and everything and rescues and everything. I think I'm going to go try to find me a chimpanzee and see if I can teach him to drive a truck. I should be able to get a CDL for him.
Well, hey,
he can drive a truck. He can drive a truck better than most of these guys out here anymore.
Tell him he identifies as a human.
Yeah. What you said. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, they talk about the industry being so bad. Oh, truck is bad. Freight rates are down. Ain't making no money. Everybody's going broke. Blah, 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 blah. Did you read that CNN article the other day? Now, if the industry's so bad and, you know, there's a supply chain issue, which we know that ain't so. It's stupidity issue. But did you see that article where Heartland Express went and bought Spit Transport out of Roaring Springs,
yeah,
PA?
I talked about it.
$170 million.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me? Now, the drivers are out here working for next to nothing, struggling to make a paycheck and get miles and everything. And these morons is out there, and they can spend $170 million for a trucking company just to pad their bottom line. You know, what? See, it's all about greed. Everybody wants everything, and then once they get it, they can't use it. They don't want that company. They want their contracts. They want their... That's it. They don't care about the drivers. They don't care about the equipment. You know, look at them trucks. They had all them big black Peterbilts, and now they went to the Cascadias and whatever have you. But, you know, some guys are going to look real cool riding around in an International or a Cascadia or whatever. You know, it's crazy. I mean, they talk about how bad the fuel prices are and the companies are losing money. These big mega fleets even. Oh, they're talking about, oh, man, it's so bad. Fuel prices are through the roof. We can't make any money. The drivers was, you know, and then they go out and spend $170 million on it. I'd be embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed to even put that out. Yeah, knowing that my drivers are sitting there working for chicken feed, and I'm out and I spend $170 million for a company. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, according to the article, it was like the article stated that, you know, according to the SEC filings, they only had like $190 million or $180 million in the bank. Cash, and then the CEO is talking to that, you know, freightwaves.com, and says, oh, we got more than that in the bank. That was just according to the quarter endings. So as of today, we had much more in that. We had another $100 million in there. So he's like, he's not even scared to say, oh yeah, we got a lot of money.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what? I'd laugh my ass off. I'm sorry, SOB just went belly up. I would laugh my ass off.
Well, and you know, that's the thing is that, I mean, if you're working for Heartland Express right now and you're not making at least $100,000 a year, then you need to go find another job, because there's jobs out there paying company drivers $100,000 a year to drive truck over the road. And these companies that aren't paying that much, the only reason the driver is doing that is because he can't get hired at those other companies, you know? So you got to think about all that kind of stuff is there's money to be made. It's if you got a crappy work record or you've had accidents and all that stuff like that, yeah, you're not going to get hired to those jobs as a company driver. But I mean, there's money to be made. And if you're working for these companies that's a lot of profit for one trucking company.
Right.
That's not even the biggest trucking company. So, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's just it. Everybody's struggling to be the biggest. What was it? Biggest of what? It's one of them deals where nothing. You know, nothing from nothing's nothing, you know? You know, I don't get it, you know?
Right. Well, I mean,
I just don't understand.
Even back in the 90s, Jerry Moyes was coined it saying, I just don't want to be the biggest. You know, I not only want to be the biggest, I want to be the biggest, but that's not enough. Being the biggest is not enough. Jerry Moyes, the founder of Swift, said, not only do I want to be the biggest, I want to be the only trucking company in the country. I mean, that's what he said.
Yeah.
So you know, that's everybody's going, you know, we're badasses because our guy wants to. I said, dude, that's like a Nazi saying something, you know, to that effect. You know, I mean, that's just, to me, just sounds bad.
He started to sound like Biden.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I don't like about, you know, he's trying to, that, of course, he ain't doing it no more because they've kind of pushed him out. He ain't got really nothing to do with it anymore. And I think, you know, but as far as that goes, I mean, you saw how everybody that he groomed, all the people that used to work under him, you know, they're the ones all merging together, you know, the Swift Knight and MS Carrier and all the people. So, you know, yeah, it's one of those things. So it's a cash flow thing. And the banks, they like to lend to the ones that are out there screwing everybody else over.
I tell you what, I've seen a lot in 30 some years. I've seen a lot of trucking companies, big trucking companies, come and go.
Yeah.
Remember Conwest?
Yeah.
Conwest. Yeah. West had some nice equipment, nice trucks, a lot of good drivers.
Yeah, I mean,
the meat haulers, they're gone.
Yep.
You know, it just goes on and on. A steel case, there was another one. Steel case used to have some nice looking equipment. They're gone. You know, look at Dick Simon. You know, look at him. He was big for a while, but, you know, greed overtakes everybody, you know.
Well, not only that, what you find out is like all these companies that are owned by one individual, like maybe it's owned by a family or somebody, and then the family, the kids, they don't want nothing to do with it. They don't want that business. They don't want to mess with it.
No.
You know, they just want to cash out and go, you know.
Well, these trucking companies are starting to find out that the days of getting these guys to go out here, like we've talked about it before, getting them to stay out here, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, 8 weeks at a time, that's all gone. And it's gone. They're not going to do it no more.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they was making big money, yeah, they'd probably do it. You got some that live out here and do it. You know, you got some that would do it anyhow because they're single, they're not married, they don't have families, they don't have kids, they're just, you know, they don't have anything. It's just them and the road to truck, you know, they don't have nothing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, but that'd be hard, man. I couldn't do that.
Well, that's the thing is that, just like you're saying, it's they're not even paying the money, and there's drivers still out there getting screwed over it, but you're right. You could probably pay me a lot of money, and I probably still don't want to do it. I mean, there's companies out there paying $100,000, and they're guaranteeing you home at least every weekend, you know, where you're getting 2 days off a week, and you're still getting guaranteed.
All the money,
you know.
All the money in the world, Ed, don't give you a home life, man. I mean, everything,
exactly.
You can make all the money, you can have all the money you could ever want. But at the end of the day, you know, at the end of your life, you're going out with the same thing you come with, nothing. You know,
right.
So what do you do? Your kids get it if you got kids, or your family if you got family. But if you don't, who gets that money? Who gets all your? If you don't leave it to somebody, where does it go? It goes right back to the government, the state, whatever.
Right.
Now it's like, what? Why? Why can't you just take what you get, live a comfortable life, go home, spend time with your family, your friends, your family, and enjoy life a little bit? Because you waste your whole life out here driving and living in a truck. And in the summertime, that's why I quit that last job I had. You know, it was a good job. You know, I walked away from it. The good money.
Yeah.
I couldn't take it because I got tired of sitting out here, driving down the road 2-3 weeks at a time. You drive down these back roads. You see people out cooking out, having barbecues, and playing in their yards and stuff, or crossing lakes, and they're out playing with their boats and they're fishing and the motorcycles. Oh, they're out riding their bikes. Where am I at? Sitting here behind this steering wheel. Go straight to hell. I'm not doing it.
Exactly.
You know, these companies, you know, we've talked about before, the drivers out here, they're working day in and day out, sitting in this truck. But all your dispatchers, everybody in the office, they come in, they do their 9-to-5, 8-to-5, 7-to-5, whatever they do. At the end of the day, click, they're gone. They get their car, they go home. You know, they do whatever they do in the evening. They eat dinner, they take a shower, they watch TV. You know, go out, have a couple drinks with friends. And they go to bed, they get up the next day, and they go in and they work. Well, you chose that life to drive truck. No, I chose driving a truck to make a living. I didn't choose to live in this truck. I bought a house to live in like everybody else, and that's what I'm going to do. So, you know, that's just the way it is. The guys that want to live out here, fine. Hey, more power to them. I'm not going to condemn them for it. If that's their lifestyle, that's the way they want to be, go ahead. But I got more to live for than this stupid truck, and I'm not going to do it.
There you go. I got a...
But...
Here's Robbie, too. I got Robbie here, too.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
What's happening, guys?
My day just got worse.
Oh, crap.
No, my day's done. I'm on my way home.
Hey, let me ask you something, Ed.
There you go.
Is there a difference in a dump truck driver and a dump truck driver? Is there any difference to that?
I was always convinced that they was one and the same.
Is it dump truck or dump truck?
Hey, a lot of guys that haul dump trucks will probably be offended at that. That's solid.
Hey,
a good name, dump truck.
That's what I'm driving right now. Is I'm driving a dump truck.
I've been on both sides of that mix. I've been a dump truck driver. Now I'm a dump truck driver. You see how that works?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
I'm both. Oh, dude, no. These belly dumps this morning, holy shit. They couldn't back up straight.
Yeah. Got to watch out for those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
We decided to not do that job right now. On hold.
You know, Robbie's starting to remind me of it.
Uh oh.
A young Greg. He can't make up his mind what the hell he wants to do.
What are you talking about?
He
old Greg
doesn't.
Can't do that either.
That's right. Yeah, you kind of got a point, I guess.
The last 2 weeks I've been home. I went out and picked up an excavator out of Seattle and brought it down to Phoenix. And then I started running. This is for a buddy of mine. Cut him a deal. And now I'm running his dump truck. He offered me a job, and I'm not sure on it yet. But I told him I would fill in while I'm home. And it's just, more and more I think about it, it's a cut and pay. Just like Greg did.
You know
cut
what?
Cut and pay.
That's a long ride.
I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home right now. I'm going home to see my wife tonight.
There you go.
It's going to be a long ride from Phoenix out here to the truck show and that quad axle dump. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, I don't know. I might every now and then go out on my flatbed or I don't know if I'm going to still have my RGN, but. He might be buying that too. That's another day. That's a long story. That's for another show. But I'm kind of enjoying this. I get the weekends off. I can run this dump truck any way I want it, as long as the truck's making money.
As long as he won't tell you, you can, huh?
Yeah, as long as he'll let me.
Well, that's awesome.
Fine with that.
Yep, that's awesome. But yeah,
the best thing about this whole deal, I don't have to pay for fuel. I don't have to pay for insurance. I don't have to pay for a truck payment or a trailer payment. Well, I still have to pay for my own trailer payment for my new trailer, but I don't have to pay for nothing. I told him that today. I told him I needed a gallon of oil. He goes, all right. Go buy one. I'll reimburse you for it. Last Friday, yep. I got paid to go wash the truck.
See?
And I'm liking this more and more and more. I don't have to.
You a-hole? I offered to pay you to wash my truck, and you wouldn't do it. Now tell me that ain't discrimination. I offered to pay you to polish my wheels. You wouldn't even do that. And I thought we was friends here. You see how this works, Ed? Do you feel me? Are you with me here on this?
Man.
Yeah, man.
With friends like that, who needs enemies?
Oh, I'm telling you, I need some more friends, just like Robbie.
I just learned from the best that there is in the business. Reagan.
Oh, boy. Yeah, yep. you guys get hard on Greg,
you can tell your wife. Tell Tiff. She's probably listening. I got my sweatshirt Saturday.
Did you?
I went out and checked the mail Saturday morning, and I had my sweatshirts. And I opened the box up, and I didn't know that you guys made one for Penny.
Oh, there
and,
you go.
Oh, I threw her sweatshirt out at her. I go, here you go, here's a sweatshirt for you. She looks at it and she goes, oh, fuck, hell yeah, my name's on it. I'm like, well, I didn't know the right people.
Yes, right. It's not what you know until you know.
Oh, that's pretty good. I ain't even got one. what's that say?
No kidding.
I tell you where I stand. That's where I stand in this group.
You know how long it took me to get that?
Oh,
what?
Know.
Well, a couple
long
years.
Time.
Couple years.
Yeah. Yep. Well, just to remind everybody listening out there that they can go on to redneckandknives.com and they can order T-shirts. We got T-shirts for sale on the website. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
I mean,
hoodies.
You know. Yeah. Well,
now my hoodie's hanging in the closet. I won't use it.
Yeah, right. You won't wear it now. But cool deal. Yeah. We're.
I made the jump, Robbie.
See.
I probably got the record for the shortest time with a company. I lasted 3 weeks. Not quite 3 weeks. I left them. I think this is going to be all right. Once I get started here, I think it'll be all right. It seemed like they got a lot going on, Robbie.
Uh-oh.
No, I called on one load this morning. It was this morning. I emailed her Saturday. I saw it Saturday, and it wasn't paying worth it. It wasn't even paying for fuel.
Oh. Yeah, you'll have
everyone's that. Being it's just everyone's being too cheap right now.
Mm-hmm.
I can't afford to, you know, everywhere. Arizona is $6.05 a gallon for diesel right now.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that here? $5.99 cash, $6.05 credit, right out there in Hebron, Ohio.
I think it's.
And I heard something on the radio that, well, the dump truck that I'm driving only has radio stations here in Phoenix. I don't have there's no Bluetooth or anything on it, so. And they said by the end of the month, it's supposed to go up another 50 cents a gallon.
I hope it does. I hope it goes up $1, $1.50. I hope it goes, I'd like to see it go to $8, $10 a gallon. I don't give a rat's ass. I'd like to see just how much, like I said, I'd just like to see just what it's going to take to get these cars and these trucks and stuff to say enough's enough and just enough's enough. We're done. Park them. Don't go to work.
My truck's parked.
Yeah. I'm out here running. That's what I told Ed. I'm out here. I'm running about 63 mile an hour, man. That's 63. That's it. You know, that's where I get my fuel mileage, and I'm just doing it. I'll get there when I get there. I get back when I get back, and. Of course, I'll be back on Friday. I'm home on Friday. I leave on Monday. That's the way it's going to be for me. I ain't trying to get rich. All I want to do is just pay the bills, keep the truck maintenance, keep the bills paid at home, keep a roof over my head, food in my belly, and I'm good. Got to keep Walmart stocked up.
He took the last 3 weeks off, tipped to kick him out of the house so he can go back to work.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. He didn't
do what?
I had to go back to work. Tiff kicked him out of the house.
Oh, I had to go. I had to get back to work to get some rest. that big hole that was in the ground out back, that big half moon dipple that was in the other property over there, ain't there. I scraped that all off down there on the other property. I did a lot of work.
Did you get a bulldozer?
Nope. I did it with the tractor and the scraper box. Got most of it done. I got to get the fill brought in now. Getting ready to get one. I got to push some stumps out and get the rest of that all leveled off. But, yeah, we're still talking about putting the pavilion up out there. And I don't know. We'll see what happens. I got to wait till the economy gets. Wait till we get a president. Get Tweedledum and Tweedledee out of the office over here. And then we'll be able to do something again.
Yeah, good luck on that one.
Yeah, well, I say figure out how they're going to keep all these bulldozers and these excavators and everything. I don't know how they're going to keep the batteries charged on them.
Now, if they're going to make trucks electric, they're going to have to do all the heavy equipment. Everything's going to have to be electric too, right?
Yeah.
How's that going to work? They going to go out here in the middle of the woods and put a charging station so they can charge their batteries up? How's that going to work? Out here in the middle of the interstate, all these construction companies out here, they go to electric equipment. What are they going to put a charging station out here in the middle of the highway so they can charge your equipment batteries at night? Yeah, how's that going
to
work?
I don't see my buddy doing that. And now he just the excavator that I hauled down from Seattle was 2012.
Uh-huh. Heard a good one the other day. Somebody told me I was down there working on a jet boat. Of course, it's two-stroke, so it smokes. It's two-cycle oil.
Shit.
Yeah, I heard they're going to outlaw them. They're not going to outlaw them where you can't run two-stroke no more because of the water pollution, the oil, the smoke, and everything in the water. I said, yeah, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Be just like the trucks. You know, they'll ban them to where they can't build any more of them, but they can't get rid of the ones that's out there. It's like the guns. They might make it to where they might not make any more, but there's enough out here now. They don't need to make any more. I don't know what's going on, man. It's getting crazy. It's a crazy world we live in.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, like you're saying, people talking about how the economy's bad and there ain't no freight or the drivers aren't making enough money, and next thing you know, this trucking company buying a big old company for cash, paying cash.
Speaking of companies and buying out and whatnot, on Facebook over the weekend, I saw about four or five ads on Facebook or on the sell stuff that they were selling all their equipment because they can't afford
the
fuel.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, it's a good way to shut down all the little guys, and they're doing a very good job of it because they're dying off by the hundreds and thousands right now.
Yep.
Oh, that's what they're trying to do. Put the little guys, you know, the little mom and pop and the little guys out. And it's not just the trucking. It's in everything. You know, and Walmart is one of the biggest ones for it. You know, they're trying to shut down all the little guys, man, all the big box stores. Walmart wants to be top of the food chain. And they're doing a good job of it. I always thought there was laws against monopolizing. But they put Kmart out. They put there, Gold Turkey,
exactly
and they put everyone
happened.
Out.
In fact, I'll talk about it a little bit too tomorrow, but I'll go in and find there's a video and a history behind the whole monopoly thing. So there used to be a law that said monopolies couldn't exist. You couldn't have where you couldn't own everything. Well, a judge back in the 80s said, to Coca-Cola or one of these other big companies where they were buying everything, and said, well, it's not bad for a company to own everything as long as they're supplying the goods to the customer at a reasonable price. So as long as the price stays reasonable, then the government's not going to crack down on it. But then the reasonable prices, that's the eye of the beholder, because now you got it to where, you know, just like gas prices, you know, a lot of these major companies that produce oil and gas can pretty much charge what they want and make all this money because, you know, what's reasonable? We don't know what's reasonable. It goes up, goes down. We don't know. Just like meat.
Well,
there's only six companies in the United States that handle all the meat in the U.S.
And how many of them is owned by American companies?
Well, you're exactly right, and that's probably half and half. I mean, not many. You're right, and that kind of thing.
China,
talking about somebody
monopolizing, it's China, because China owns Walmart because you can't walk in there and get anything made in America anymore. Everything is
just
China.
It's just a lot of the bakeries in the United States are owned by a Mexican company. You know that they own a lot of the places that make bread. You know, they're all different names. They're all technically different companies, but they're all owned by the same person, you know, the same company. So that kind of thing,
right.
That's where, so yeah, I think a lot of those laws need to be looked at and they need to say, hey, you know, that's not right and everything. So I'd like to see that looked at. Of course, you're not going to get any politician to do it because they all get, everybody gets mad at like Planned Parenthood or the NRA. Let me tell you something. Those companies don't spend hardly any money on lobbyists compared to these major corporations that handle your food and your telecommunications and all that. NRA only spends about $50 million a year or $50 million every election cycle. So that's every 2 years they spend $50 million. There are companies out there spending over $1 billion. I think it's like T-Mobile at one point spent over $1 billion in lobby, and all that.
Right.
So don't talk to me about NR and Planned Parenthood the same way. Planned Parenthood spends about the same, about $50 million every election cycle, and it's an ideology. I mean, Planned Parenthood exists because there's a lot of people that support them. The NRA wouldn't exist if there are so many people that support them. One guy said, the NRA doesn't exist, or the gun lovers don't exist because of the NRA. The gun
NRA
lovers don't
exist because of the gun lovers.
Exactly. There's so many. There's way more people that support guns than are in the NRA. The NRA is probably only like 20% of the total gun supporters. But yeah, as far as lobbying goes, there's companies out there like Exxon and T-Mobile and, all these other food manufacturers. They all lobby, way more than these people that are trying to get, trying to be mad at somebody. You want to be mad at somebody, be mad at PepsiCo. They own Frito-Lay, and, one of the biggest things that causes health problems in the United States is sugar. And of course, you got soda water and you got potato chips and all that stuff. You're talking about, people wouldn't be dying of COVID if they weren't, what did they say? Like, it was like 78% of the people that died of COVID were obese. So there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
My buddy, has a water truck, and he wants me to get my tanker endorsement, which I don't have. I don't have any endorsements on my license. So I was like, all right, no big deal. Last Friday, I had off. Thursday, yeah. I was in a pickup, but I ran 1,200 miles nonstop. I was pulling a Greg. I was waiting for a comment. That's why I paused. Well, oops. Anyways, I went
against the law. You're not allowed to do that.
I don't give a You actually think I care?
I do. I don't do that. FMCSA does not condone that. That is against federal law.
I was
going to
pick up.
What I'm going to do is I just determined I need to get with all these people that see guys that's married, and we need to go and take our wives to court and sue them for spousal abuse and everything, and we're ruining our careers ever since sued them, like Johnny Depp and Ed Depp and Heard, and I can retire. I can retire early.
Yeah.
That's what I think we should do.
But, back to my, I'm waiting in line to pay my money. You get ready to take the test. There was this lady and this kid. She had to have been 2-3 years old. Had a tablet in front of her, and she was a little overweight for her age. It's like, that's why everyone's obese. Put a phone in front of them, put a tablet in front of them, put a TV in front of them. And that's it.
Yep.
The electronics has ruined this world. Yeah, it's nice at times, but not all the time.
Well, like I said, there's apps for everything. Everything you do now, when you climb in this truck, you're in an electronic nightmare. They keep bitching and bellyaching about distracted driving and everything, and more rules and regulations on us, and this causes accidents, and that causes accidents. But you get in these trucks, and it's electronics on top of electronics. You know, they used to bitch because of the CB, all the CB. It's distracting the drivers. We're going to have to ban the CBs, take them out of the truck. Remember when that happened years ago? Well,
yeah.
That didn't work. All right, so now what do? They put e-logs in there. All the engines are electronic. All right, they put lane avoidance systems in there. They put e-logs in there. You know, they had the Qualcomm in there for a while. You got cell phones in there. Everything you do anymore, you can't look at nothing in this truck for what there ain't a piece of electronics equipment sitting there. You know, everything, you go work, well, app. We got to download this app. We got to put this app. With this company, we got like 4 or 5 different apps we got to use. You know, Keep Trucking app. We got an app to do our bills. We got an app for this, an app for that, Transflow. That's all it is. It takes you 15 minutes to get, you want to do your pre-trip in the morning. Hell, you got 15 minutes pre-trip truck, but it takes you a half hour by the time you get everything checked in and get ready to roll. Or 45 minutes. It's unbelievable. You know, it's like, where does it end? And now they want to put the speed limiters on. Bring it, baby. Bring it. Bring them speed limiters. Bring them on. I don't care. I ain't got too much longer out here anyhow. Now I'm going to sit back and laugh at these cowboys.
I agree with you.
I said, you know, they want to ride around these big, shiny trucks all chromed out. I mean, they're nice. I like mine. I mean, whatever. But that is going to be hilarious as hell, like I said last weekend. It's going to be funny. Seeing all these bull haulers and all these big shiny tricked out trucks driving the same speed limit as JB Hunt and Swift, and they made fun of all them mega carriers all these years for driving slow. Now they're going to have to drive the same speed they are. It's going to be hilarious. I don't care, because who are they going to blame? Don't sit there and say, well, you're an asshole, Greg, because you're saying that. Well, no, I'm not. Because you've done it to yourself. Everybody out here that turns the steering wheel has done it to themselves. Because they think, well, that's never going to happen to me. I'm not going to do that. They're not going to make me drive. Okay. You said you wasn't going to run electronic logs either, but you got them.
Yep.
And you're doing it. So don't tell me what you are or you ain't going to do. Because you're going to do exactly what the government tells you to do and like it. And if you say you're not, okay, hide and watch, because it's going to happen. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
That's my rant for this evening.
There you go. Yeah, we're about ready to get out here anyway. I got to get to work, so whoops, that's not me. But yeah, so
all right. Go home and have a cerveza.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, not me. I'm getting to work.
You graveyard people.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm on my way to Owensboro, and I'm going to bed. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, now. Yeah, good deal. Yeah,
good night, Greg.
All right, bud.
All right, you too. Take care.
Yep.
Be careful, Ed.
I will. Good deal. Yeah, getting ready to wrap it up here, and want to make sure everybody knows about our show. It's every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Go check us out at redneckandeyes.com, where you can find a link to our YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody supporting YouTube. It's been a great thing out there. And what else we've been talking about is our great sponsors. And one of the great sponsors I forgot to mention earlier was Trucker Tools, the Trucker Tools app. Make sure you go check them out. TruckerTools.com, great supporter of Redneck and Eyes, and the great supporter of Redneck and Eyes Radio. And they're trying to get out here. This is a chance for you to call in and get on the air, you know, with our Facebook Live and YouTube Live. We appreciate everybody supporting that, and we could talk and talk about live on the road and just how things are going on. Like I said, 515-602-9731, and that's every weekday at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we talk about what's going on in the world and talk about some news. I just posted the article that we were talking about earlier about the New York Times talking about truck driving, and it's a good thing just to see a lot of pictures on there. I was impressed with that. So great opportunity to do that and everything, and I hope everybody is enjoying that. One more thing I wanted to mention, and that was our other two sponsors. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, and, of course, Load to Ride Transportation, ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support. And remember, it was a special day today. Now, today was the 6th of June. On this day in 1944, the largest amphibious assault was launched in the history of warfare to liberate Europe from the Nazi regime. So that's a great thing to remember. I posted on there earlier a meme that says your day at the beach was sponsored or provided by their day at the beach. So, and of course, then we can't forget, it's always a great thing to see about the song Convoy, a great song that we love listening to. They made a movie out of it. And we just, that's part of what we love about trucking, is they write songs and make movies about our job. And it's always fun to relive that and everything. So go check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com, where we talk about life on the road, just the common sense solutions that come about. We got YouTube videos talking about that kind of stuff, and I appreciate everybody's support on that. And don't forget to go check everything out on that. And we're just going to call it a night here, and we'll be back tomorrow. Like I said, it's every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time. You can check us out. So until next time, stay safe, stay successful, keep between the ditches, and we'll see you out there on the road.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here is the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
'Cause we got great big convoys rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a great big convoy, ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy.
Hey, you wanna give me a 10-9 on that Big Ben? Negatory, Big Ben, you're still too warm. See how them hawks are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a redneck and eyes.